When we travel around the world and train national leaders, we always hear incredible stories, stories of how they met Jesus, things that he has done in their lives and in their ministries. And they've begun to tell us what they are seeing as they begin to engage their people, evangelism, discipleship, church planning, leadership development, using the oral arts, using storytelling, songs, and drama. And these stories that we are hearing from the front lines among these unreached, unengaged people groups are mind-blowing. And I wanted to share one of them with you today. The context is among the largest Muslim people group or tribe in the world, over 50 million strong. Now, sadly, even though the gospel has been available to them, it's been in their language for over a century, we really haven't seen anything of significance happen. Most of the believers are either martyred or kicked out of their communities and families once they start following Jesus, or Isa al-Masih is their name for him. So this young couple, Sean and Nancy, are actually part of one of the only known family of believers, this group of believers that are related, and they have begun winning each other through storytelling. Sean actually attended a storytelling training 3 years ago, and as he began to understand and grasp what this meant, he got so excited because he said, I finally have a way to share my faith and share about Jesus with my fiance. He had been betrothed to a young Muslim girl, arranged marriage, and he was very distraught, very worried because he knew that she wasn't a Christian, he wasn't a Muslim, and he didn't know how it was going to work. And so he went back and he started sharing these stories, stories of the prophets and how they point to Jesus, stories of Jesus and his teachings and his miracles. And obviously, his fiance, Nancy, figured out he was a believer, and she was very upset. However, she didn't call the marriage off, even if she could have, because she saw that Sean was very gentle. That's one thing among this tribe's culture, is that on the wedding night, the man will take the woman in to his home, and he will beat her severely to show her who is the ruler, who is the boss, to establish dominance. And so Nancy saw that Sean was different. And so she said, well, maybe he can stay a Christian and I'll stay a Muslim. And so he continued to tell her story. She was very intrigued. He also started to teach her to learn how to read using the Injil, or the New Testament, the stories of Jesus. And so as she began to hear what Jesus taught and his miracles, she began to be very disturbed because this was very different than what she heard in the mosque on Friday nights from her imam. And so she was very disturbed. She started praying to Allah, Allah, I'm very confused. Is this the right path? I want to follow you. Show me if this is the right path. And she had a vision where her cousin of hers, a Muslim cousin of hers, appeared to her and said, Nancy, the Injil is the right path. Stay on this path. Follow its teachings. And so she woke up, told Sean, he was very excited, but she was still very disturbed, really not knowing what to do. Her understanding was still very little. And so Sean began to encourage her to try and pray in Jesus' name, or pray in Isa al-Masih's name, Jesus the Messiah in Arabic. And so she was very hesitant to do that. It's very, very weird for a Muslim to pray to Isa because he's just a prophet in their eyes. And so she finally did, and then she had a vision where Isa al-Masih appeared to her, standing in front of her. He looked her in the eye, and he smiled. And Nancy said immediately she knew that he loved her. And she woke up, and she said it was the first time in her life that she felt true happiness, and she wanted him. She told Sean, obviously he was ecstatic. And they continued to learn, continued to grow, but she was still so afraid and so worried because they lived with her family, strong Muslim family, fanatical uncles, and she was worried about abandoning them and worried about the consequences. She had her third vision, and in this vision, she was at the bottom of a big hill, and this hill was covered with people, but they were all moving towards the top. And she looked up, and they were all going towards Jesus. And every person that came up to Jesus, he was giving them a new heart. And she looked over, and Sean had gone up, and he got a new heart from Jesus. And her heart leapt inside of her, and she wanted him. She went up, and he looked at her, and he gave her a new heart. And she woke up from that vision with a new confidence that she wanted this. She wanted this. Well, she ended up coming to the training with Sean earlier this year. And as she went through the women's training, she memorized stories, heard stories, and she began to become more and more excited and was enthusiastic. And the dramas and the songs were moving because they felt like her, her people. This was for her. And towards the end of the training, Sean got to baptize Nancy, his wife. And they had a small daughter there. And she came up out, I'll never forget, when she came up out of the water, her eyes were closed, a huge smile on her face, and she lifted her hands to heaven, and she began to pray. She just burst out in prayer, and everyone around was moved. And this young couple, Sean and Nancy, are going back to their people with a renewed excitement and commitment to reach them with these stories. And they have an excitement because they have a way to woo their families and their communities to Jesus. And they have a way of doing it in a way that fits who they are. They don't have to leave their tribe or their people to do this. So I want to tell you this story because things are beginning to happen. And God is doing things among the hardest places and people to reach. And they are excited to reach their own people. And they are going to do it. So I wanted you guys to know this story. And I hope it was encouragement to you today.